Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio City's immigration policy.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. As federal immigration efforts have intensified across the U.S., Ohio City Councils are preparing for increased ICE presence. Many cities have passed legislation to limit local law enforcement's collaboration with the Federal Immigration Agency. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford has been looking into this. Hey, Kendall.
Hi, Claire.
So what kind of measures have Ohio cities implemented in regards to immigration customs and enforcement?
It differs from city to city. In Cincinnati, legislation now prohibits city property from being used as a staging area for ICE, and it also bans the city from sharing any surveillance data for the purpose of immigration enforcement. In Columbus, one measure prevents local police from entering into 28-7G cooperation agreements with ICE. Other measures have been more symbolic. In Toledo, for example, they passed a non-binding resolution that just encourages federal agents not to wear masks and to carry identification. Springfield has passed a similar measure ahead of when temporary protected status for Haitians was expected to end. That's been extended for now, though.
Immigration enforcement is a federal power. Why do cities want to get involved?
These larger cities are saying it will help protect residents in their communities following the murder of protesters Renee Good and Alex Peretti by ICE agents in Minneapolis. In Sylvania, about 10 miles outside of Toledo, Doug Heyman has been pushing for a measure that says no city resources should be used for federal immigration enforcement. He says he's not trying to make the town a sanctuary city or to stop ICE from doing their job, but he wants to ensure local law enforcement focus on local matters.
We're not going to get involved in that activity because we have more important things to do for our citizens.
That being said, unlike in these bigger cities, his proposed legislation has pretty much stalled, and he's now working on getting it on a citizen-led ballot.
Cities aren't the only place that this debate is playing out, though. Tell me about what's happening on the state level.
Yeah, if we zoom out to the state house, we see that Republican lawmakers have proposed essentially the opposite, a measure requiring cooperation with ICE. There's a lot in the bill, but HB 26 in particular says that cities would lose 10% of local funding if they don't assist federal agents. Here's Representative Josh Williams of Sylvania introducing the bill last April.
We will remove the barriers for federal immigration enforcement in our state, thereby protecting the citizens and workers of Ohio from those who are here illegally and seek to take advantage of our great state and its resources.
The bill proposal hasn't seen much momentum since then and is still in committee.
We have yet to see many, if any, actual enforcement clashes over these ordinances and potential state bills. What sort of legal arguments might come up should we see that friction?
It's all hypothetical as of now, but the 10th Amendment does say that the federal government cannot force state and local governments to participate in federally run programs. We also have home rule here in Ohio, which means municipalities can govern themselves. Even so, a lot of times, state law still supersedes municipal law. Constitutional law expert Jonathan Enton told me that if Ohio passed its legislation and cities decided to challenge it in court, sympathies have historically lied with the state.
Given the Ohio Supreme Court's track record over the last 20, 30 years, it would probably be a bit of an uphill battle for the local government.
Some municipalities, like Sylvania, even have language baked in saying they will comply with the state should the law change.
Kendall Crawford, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Claire.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.